we acknowledge the Whadjuk people of the Noongar Nation, the traditional custodians of this country and its waters. The stories told in Envoy 2222 are told on and about Noongar country. We pay our respects to Noongar elders, past, present, and emerging. Kaya, thank you for travelling in Mycel, the mycelium neural net time travelling immersion, powered by our patent neural lattice technology, developed right here in Wallalup. My name is Alan Gray. I work with the Interspecies Diplomacy Bureau in the Historical Records Department, and I will be your guide on this mission. You are standing inside the portico at Old Customs House. Behind you is a door, to your left is a window, and before you lies adventure. Relax, breathe, prepare your senses. Much of it will be strange. Let your worries float past, like clouds on the autumn breeze. Let's go, back down into that time. Descend, down these steps ahead of you. The centuries, they just fly by in no time at all, to a time that is a single too short of 222s. Indeed, to the year 2022. Marvellous. Now, let's cross this road towards Fillmore Chambers. There's a small off-ramp onto the road, a little to your right. Cross there. Watch out for the cars. Look to your right and then go to the middle. Just to the middle. Between those two islands, between those two lanes. If there's traffic to wait for, pause your mycelium device now. Cars, this time, still teems with them. In fact, if the mycelium spores haven't tickled your nose too much, you can smell them in the air. That invigorating smell of fossil fuel tech and rampant capitalism in a heady mix. Pause here in the middle, between these two islands, between these two lanes. The rights of humankind are strong, but here, car is king. You and I, we recognize the rights of all animals in law and as friends of a different feather, but also the trees, the plants, the rivers, the rock. In this 2022, those rights extend to few. The political leaders here distribute consults around the world, ambassadors and diplomats across all other nation states, envoys that represent them. This is also a kind of tech, a diplotechnology of sorts. But this diplotech was here already. And it has been for thousands of years in the form of totem and the Noongar people's deep connection to Budja. So let's continue. Pause your mycel device if you must. Look to the left. And when it is safe, walk to the pavement in front of Fillmore Chambers, looming before us. Let's cross this road to the other side. There used to be a joke about that. It was from this time, I think, something to do with a chicken. A chicken crossing to the other side? Chickens are complex social creatures. Who knows what kind of foul mysteries lay dormant in their dreams? What totemic spirits lead them to risk life and limb in such a hazardous space? We should now be over the road. Green glass tiles in that window in number 11. A garden of peppers, a hanging sign, which contains a greeting from a local bird. Best to greet them back. If you are able, please say that word to ensure safe passage here. Here, you will also observe the old shoreline, a line of bricks in the ground, where the gentle waves of Derbal Yerrigan once lapped, and where they will, one day, lap again. We are going to make a sharp turn here. Walk east, up Fillmore, Towards those trees, follow this winding path of bricks, the wavering thread of the old shoreline. Do you see? Bricks stacked with their long edges together, blue symbols here and there. Follow this line of bricks. Slowly, step upon them. Take your time along the old shoreline. Some of these bricks are engraved with glyphs. Glyphs are symbols imbued with meaning. The glyphs here represent the souls that used to call this place home. Before the waters here were buried under rock, bitumen and brick, like some kind of tragic reverse Atlantis. You'll see the glyphs off. Fish, crab, starfish, prawn, seahorse, and the exoskeleton of our bivalve friends, or seashells, in the lingo of this time. This wandering line of bricks will take us through a small green, a tree with dappled shade, an old horse trough, with a streetlight in its centre, two benches side by side against the building. Let's take a seat on one of those two benches to look out at the vast expanse of the time before us and contemplate this mysterious mission we have been given in this foreign-seeming and dangerous time. The world is a large and beautiful space, even here in the city. The tree, the old fountain, the animals that frolic to and fro, the ants wearing suits and carrying briefcases, the humans leaving scented trails of odour and digging such complicated holes in the ground. This moment in time that we have suddenly appeared in is vast, complex, and beautiful. It might be disappointing for a human from here in 2022 to know that there is no flying cars to come. No alien civilization to rescue us. No exoplanetary habitat to escape to. Not even a decent cup of coffee this side of Henry Street to be had in at least the two centuries to come. So, if you encounter any humans on this trip, don't let on. The only thing of any real interest to them would be this time-travelling tech that enables us to be here. These fungal spores that bend the space-time continuum. It's tempting to share this amazing discovery with them, but let's keep it to ourselves. Besides, we have more pressing things to attend to. Our task here today is simple. To save the Earth from becoming a spinning orb of toxic waste. That's all. No biggie. So let's arise to face that challenge to the old horse trough. You will cross the old shoreline into the Derbeljurgen we go. Sploosh, sploosh. I'm told that our colleagues in the Bureau have left an item for us, the trough. It is as dry as chalk. It hasn't seen water for decades. The old horse trough with this old street light. Stand on the other side to be underneath the street light. It is particularly important that you stand directly beneath this old street light. It's been a long time since anyone drank from here, but we will savour what sweetness it has. Look inside. Wow, this is a little unexpected. Chalk, blue chalk. Let's take a piece. Break off a small piece of chalk and let's continue on our way. It's not what I thought it would be, but I guess it could still come in handy. Go back and keep following the old shoreline. Pick up the trail where we left off. It will take us across Moat Street. Take care, look left, before you cross Moat. Give a greeting of Kaya to the lonely prawn in the middle of the road. Once we cross Moat Street, let's sit down on the bench to the right. The bench that sits in front of a glass window. The glass window with a very shiny surface. Let's sit here to work out what to do. Sit and look at the envoy sitting opposite you. At about this time of the year, the gathering of the ambassadors is held. Representatives converge at Manjeri the meeting place, to discuss the challenges and threats that face their respective people, Waters or Budja, that they belong to. Belonging to land is an important change the people here have yet to make. It was hard for some of them to adapt to the idea that we belong to Budja, and not the other way around. But belong they did, because otherwise they would all soon be dead. In the end, for them, the benefits will outweigh the costs. Property prices will fall. Some will fall so low that Derbal Yerrigan will swallow them whole. At the gathering back in our time, we identified this year, 2022, as the right time. This year stood out as the most strategic time to send an envoy. You, a beautiful ray of sunshine to this time. The best time to make incursion is here, before a critical mass is lost, so that the Earth is saved from becoming a spinning orb of toxic waste. This city, and many others, are already largely devoid of life, but non-human persons remain on the fringes in the shadows. And they live strong inside of the people here too, watching them, waiting. As an envoy from our time, you know who you represent. You can see them swirling around you in the mirror there. Your actions are led by their interests, and your every waking hour is consumed by their feeling, their dreams, and their perspective. Somehow, we have to share what we have with the people here. And all we have been given is this chalk, this blue chalk. I wonder what it is we can do. Let's rise and continue. Walk left, to Fillmore, to the corner. Watch out for uneven ground. Observe the cracks in the pavement, the signs of Budja stirring to take control once more. Pick up the path of the old shoreline. It will dip under the building, but the trail can be picked up around the corner. Let's follow that trail. You'll know if it's the right one. You'll see the glyphs along the way. So many of these bricks are empty. But look, is that a glyph we haven't seen before? There is room here for more. If my understanding is correct, you must leave a glyph along this path, an image of a species that you represent. Using the blue chalk we have found in the trough, there must be an animal group in need of our help, a species that you feel some kin towards in this moment, or whose interests you think the people here can carry. It may be one of your more charismatic charges, but you are an envoy for all kinds of creature. The tardigrades, nematodes, and invertebrates, the reptiles, insects, and cephalopods are all in your purview. Whom will you draw here as a glyph of meaning, that the people here may see it, to know that without our care, that they will wash away in the floods? It may not have any effect, but it might also just be enough. A signature in dusty blue, a glyph of meaning and change, an acknowledgement of the spirits you belong to, for whose interests you strive for and from whose guidance you seek. Just one. We do not want to overpopulate the earth, not again. Pause this mycelium immersion if you must, and restart it when you have finished. I do not know if this will save the earth from becoming a spinning orb of toxic waste. I do not pretend to know what implications our presence here will have. But if we make it back to 2222, we will know that you have succeeded. Continue along the old shoreline until you come across the meeting place. This is where the gathering will be. It is behind three benches that face outwards, like sentinels that keep watch. Behind those three benches are two curved walls, low enough to sit on. Two low walls that face each other, like two lids of an eye, wide open and dreaming. like the punctuation mark or parentheses that indicate an interrupting phrase, like the two lips of a mouth screaming into the pass. Help them. Between the two walls is a portal. The portal will take us both back to 2222. But before we go, sit upon the wall. Look across to the other side. Across to the other. A gathering of souls surround us, each an ambassador, each with a voice and the knowledge to advocate for the species assigned to them. There are those who come to defend the Mamang or Warang. Next to them, the advocates for Jakujaku or Warl. Over there, to the left, a delegation of consulent Dewert, Whale, Gala, and Dingo break bread around fire. Representatives from all walks of life meet here. Here at the shores of Manjuri. Beetle, butterfly, and bedbug drink. A tree relaxes their limb on the shoulder of a river. A mountain falls asleep in the arms of a lake. A crypto monad flirts with a photosynthetic protozoa. And all have a seat at the gathering. They each share their food and their stories, their companionship and their dreams. We have a seat here too, amongst these our friends. The humans of this time will find their place here too. They are invited, and they will come. There is a water fountain next to us here. Drink here, stay here in this time. Adopt the character, mind and poise of a human in 2022. Keep watch over those whom you represent. Bring them to us through the storms ahead. It will be a journey full of peril, but also great joy and beauty. I promise.